Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Express Ranch's fall bull sale coming Monday, October 7th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Start time 11 a.m. 210 Angus bulls, 45 Hereford bulls. Performance data available on the entire offering. You can attend in person at the ranch or go online at superiorlivestock.com or liveauctions.tv. To see a sale book, videos, and for more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranch's fall bull sale Monday, October 7th, Yukon, Oklahoma.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Well, the International Longshoremen's Association, or the ILA, and the U.S. Maritime Alliance, USMX, released a joint statement Thursday evening announcing an end, at least for the time being, to the work stoppage that shut down the East and Gulf ports earlier last week. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Halstrom says the end of the strike is terrific news.
We see this as very good news. Getting people back to work, starting cargo moving again out of the Gulf and East Coast is essential to our business. So from that standpoint, you know, we're very excited about these developments in the last few hours. I think the importance of this is that, you know, we have a reputation globally as being a very reliable supplier to our customers all over the world. So in that regard, getting people back to work at these ports and getting cargo moving again is essential, and being able to continue to supply our customers, especially for some of our smaller exporters, our smaller members. It's a difficult situation for everyone involved, but especially for some of the smaller companies. So I think in this regard, getting business back on track is this is really good news. As we go forward,
U.S. livestock producers and exporters ship more than $100 million of U.S. pork and beef through those ports each week. USMEF is appreciative of the efforts of all of those involved in quickly resolving the work stoppage.
I'd like to thank the International Longshoremen Association and the United States Maritime Alliance. Our goal all along was to getting people back to work, and the fact that they have agreed to go back to the bargaining table and continue work in the meantime, we see that as a real positive. And also thank you to our government officials that have been involved in this whole process and who have been pushing both sides to get back to the table as well. So in that regard, this is a real positive as we move forward into the last quarter of 2024.
The sides have agreed to the current master contract until January the 15th of next year and to reopen all the affected ports, while negotiations will continue on outstanding contract issues. The legislation that would set food and farm policy for the next 5 years is in limbo, waiting for lawmakers to decide its fate after the election. Latest deadline for the farm bill passed unceremoniously at midnight on September the 30th without a push from lawmakers to pass a new bill or even give an extension. Congress will have to scramble in the lame duck session to begin November 12th to come up with some sort of agreement before benefits run out at the end of the year, which, if allowed to happen, eventually would have huge consequences. The law began 90 years ago with various payments to support farmers, but now has a pretty big impact far beyond the farm, with programs that create wildlife habitat, address climate change, and provide the nation's largest federal nutrition program. Delay creates further uncertainty for farmers who, as we know, are facing declining prices for many crops and rising costs for fertilizer and other inputs. You've got farm news. With all the ups and downs in the cattle markets, it's important that you protect yourself with Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP. Clay Bertram tells us more.
Look back what happened with the bird flu in March and the roller coaster ride of what we've seen the index do. We've got prices that'll work for any type of operation, no matter the level that you want to spend. Being able to lay your head on that pillow and know that you have those cattle protected, you buy today, you cover tonight.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. Farm Data Services and Equal Opportunity Employer. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.